Personal Finance Wednesday on the Noon Business Hour. Birthday cakes are time-honored traditions and some of life's most important milestones. But with advancing age, you'll need more than just cake to maintain an adequate quality of life. Joining us on the McGrath-Lexus Business Line, Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. Craig, it's good to have you with us. Let's begin, I guess, with age 50. Maybe we'll move up the ladder here a little bit. At age 50, when someone hits that milestone, what do they need to know and do?
You're right. Birthdays matter when it comes to finance. At age 50, all I think about is it's time to start getting caught up. When I say getting caught up, I'm talking about the ability to contribute more to our 401k plans, put more money into our IRAs. That's what age 50 means for us as retirement savers.
And so that's 50. What about 55? It seems like there are these little age milestones.
Well, there is, and at 55, I want to make sure everybody understands that you're in a position, if you have a workplace retirement plan, aka your 401k, you can start accessing those 401k dollars if you've been separated from service without paying a 10% penalty. Too many people think it's the age of 59 and a half, but with your 401k, it's actually the age of 55.
Oh, wait, so it's 59 and a half, that's sort of when you can normally take it out without penalty, 55? If you've been laid off or something like that?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So if you find yourself, I legally call it separated from service, you quit, you're fired, you're retired, whatever it might be, you have access to that 401k beginning at the age of 55. But for everybody else, most people have money in IRAs, IRA rollovers, etc. And for everybody turning the magic age of 59 and a half, that'll be the first age that we can start taking money from both our workplace plans and our IRAs without paying that 10% premature distribution penalty. And in addition to that, if you find that the investment options in your current workplace plan are limiting, at the age of 59 and a half, a lot of people might be able to do an in-service distribution to an IRA, which under the right circumstances could give you more investment flexibility.
Now, help us here, just to make sure it's clear in my brain here. So the difference in withdrawals from a 401k or 403b and an IRA, are there any differences in regard to the penalties? And the reason I'm asking is because some people, over the years, they leave an employer and they roll that money into an IRA. Is that going to affect them at all, or is it pretty much the same rules?
No, so generally speaking, for all 401k plans, all IRAs, the easy statement is you can't start accessing your monies until the age of 59 and a half if you want to avoid that 10% premature distribution penalty. But again, if you are separated from service and you have money in your workplace retirement plan, aka your 401k, as long as you're 55 or older, which is younger than 59 and a half, you can start tapping that money at that point in time. So the takeaway from this is don't just blindly roll your 401k into an IRA. Depending on your age, there might be a reason to leave some dollars in that 401k plan for accessibility at the age of 55.
That's really interesting. Let's step up the ladder a little bit here. Let's get up to 72 years old. The government at some point wants its money, doesn't it?
Well, they did, and of course, it used to be 70 and a half. You fast-forwarded for us, so now it's the age of 72. And at the age of 72, that's when we need to start taking these required minimum distributions from our various retirement plans. And it's important to do the calculation right. It's important to make the withdrawals, because if you fail to take the amount out that the government requires you to, you have to pay a penalty. And Cisco, that penalty is as high as 50%. I don't think anybody wants to take a 50% haircut. So once you hit 72, time those required minimum distributions and calculate those required minimum distributions flawlessly.
Thanks so much for all of the information. That's Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove.